ओम नमः शिवाय। डियर लिसनर्स ऑफ chaiwan.org, द नेक्स्ट प्रोग्राम इज षड दर्शन स्पिरिचुअल डिस्कोर्स। इन दिस यू आर अबाउट टू लिसन पूर्व मीमांसा प्रेजेंटेड बाय श्री रामकृष्ण। थैंक यू। ओम नमः शिवाय।
श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम। ओम वासुदेवं रमाकांतं नत्वा रोगाक्षि भास्करः कुरुते जैमिनिनये प्रवेशायार्थ संग्रहम्। वी आर डिस्कसिंग परिसंख्या विधि विच इज जस्ट ऑपोजिट टू गुण विधि, वेर दिस वॉट एवर यू आर नियम विधि विच इज ऑपोजिट टू नियम विधि, वॉट एवर यू आर सी नियम विधि इज दैट विच इज एक्सेप्टिंग, हियर इट इज नेगेटिंग। वॉट एवर इज नॉट प्राप्ति इट इज नेगेटिंग दैट, whatever is prapti that is it is negating. Parisankhya shrautitva lakshinikitva bhedau. So there are two types of parisankhya, shrauti parisankhya and lakshiniki parisankhya. That is what is explained here. Sa cha dvidha shrauti lakshiniki chaiti. So that parisankhya is of two types. One is shruti yukta, the other is a lakshana yukta. That is why it is called Shrauti Lakshaniki. Atra atra hyeva vayanti iti Shrauti Parisankhya. Evakarena pavamana atirikta stotra vyavruttehe avidhanat pancha pancha nakha bhakshya iti cha iti tu lakshaniki. Itara nivrti vachaka parabhavat ata eva esha tridosha grastaha. So there are two types of parisankhya. One is Shrauti Parisankhya and the other is Lakshaniki Parisankhya. Shrauti Parisankhya is with a Shruti, with a text you are, with the text from the Shruti you are negating the others. Whatever are prapta, whatever will be coming, that you are negating. The other is Lakshaniki. Lakshaniki means with some definition, some pointer you are negating. There is no definite word there. So what is this Shrauti? For that he is giving example. Atra heva avayanti. This is the Shruti. So avayanti means gayanti. They sing. Atra heva avayanti. They sing this song. What is that? This is, he says it is a Shrauti Parisankhya. There is one shloka, one stotra called Pavamana Sukta. This Pavamana is a portion in the Veda, Rig Veda. So this pavamana portion eva karena eva atrahi eva, only here this is the thing which you do have to do with this eva only. Whatever other suktas, other shlokas which will come here that are negated, pavamana atirikta stotra vyavrute, whatever other than pavamana stotra, stotra is a kind of shloka from Rigveda, it's a kind of sukta from Rigveda, so that is negated. When the other stotras also are possible to be done here, they are negated. Pancha pancha nakha bhakshyaha iti tu lakshaniki. But this pancha pancha nakha bhakshya, which we took as example in the previous portion, that is a lakshaniki. There is a lakshana, there is a pointer, there is no direct meaning there. That which negates the whatever is prapta. So itara nivrti vachaka pada bhava, because it is lakshaniki, because there is no definite word like it eva na, like this there is no negating words, so that is lakshaniki. Ata eva esha tridosha grastaha, that is why these lakshaniki are, these lakshaniki parisankhya are text which have, are the parisankhya vidhi which have three doshas, which are troubled by three doshas, defects, they have three defects in them. What is that? Parisankhya doshatrayam. Doshatrayam cha shruta hanihi ashruta kalpana prapta bhavascheti. See, when the Shruti says atrahi eva amananti, atrahi eva, eva is a definite word which negates others. Now here you don't have a definite word. Because of that you are imagining, you are superimposing some meaning to that. So because of that you will have three doshas, defects in that. What is that? The first dosha is shruta hanihi. Whatever is said, that is distorted. You are not receiving it totally. You are not accepting it totally. That is shruta hanihi. Destruction of, destroying whatever is listened, heard. Now, ashruta kalpana, ashruta parikalpana or ashruta kalpana. Meaning, whatever is not listened to, you are superimposing, you are imagining. Whatever you have not heard, you are imagining. Third is ప్రాప్తబాధశ్చ. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది శృతి వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ ప్రాప్త దట్ యు ఆర్ నెగెటింగ్. శృతి సేస్ దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ యు హావ్ టు డు, బట్ యు ఆర్ నెగెటింగ్ దట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ విల్ కమ్ విత్ ఇట్. సో దిస్ ఆర్ ది త్రీ దోషాస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది లాక్షణికి పరిసంఖ్య, ఇన్ ది లాక్షణికి పరిసంఖ్య బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది లాక్షణికి మెథడ్. బై పాయింట్ ఆర్ బై డెఫినేషన్ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ సంథింగ్. సో వాట్ ఆర్ దీస్ దోషాస్ విల్ సీ విత్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. తదు ఉక్తం శ్రుతార్థస్య పరిత్యాగాత్ అశ్రుతార్థ పరికల్పనం ప్రాప్తస్య వాదాదిత్యేవం పరిసంఖ్యా త్రిదూషణా ఇది. దిస్ పరిసంఖ్యా త్రీ దోషాస్ శ్రుతార్థస్య పరిత్యాగాత్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు హావ్ హర్డ్ యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ అప్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్. అశ్రుతార్థ పరికల్పనం వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టెడ్ దేర్ యు ఆర్ ఇమాజినింగ్ దేర్. అండ్ ప్రాప్తస్య బాధాత్ బై నెగేటింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ అప్లికబుల్ దేర్, వాట్ ఎవర్ క్యాన్ కమ్ ఇన్ టు ది పిక్చర్ బై నెగేటింగ్ దట్, ఇన్ దిస్ వే యూ హ్యావ్ త్రీ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఐ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దేర్ దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ హియర్ ఆల్సో. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది త్రీ దోషాస్, దిస్ ఇస్ వాట్ హీ ఈస్ గివింగ్ ఎ ప్రమాణ ఫర్ దట్ దట్స్ ఆల్. సో వాట్ ఇస్ దట్? శృతశ్చ పంచనఖ భక్షణస్య హానాత్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ టెక్స్ట్ పంచ పంచనఖ భక్ష్యాః యు ఆర్ సెడ్ పంచనఖ భక్ష్యాః దట్ విచ్ ఫైవ్ అనిమల్స్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ ఫైవ్ నైల్స్ దే షుడ్ బి ఈటన్. నౌ దేర్ యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ అప్ దట్ పంచ పంచనఖ భక్ష్యాః యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ అప్ దట్. అండ్ అశ్రుత అపంచనఖ భక్షణ నివృత్తే కల్పనాత్. అండ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో వర్డ్ విచ్ సేస్ యు షుడ్ నాట్ ఈట్ ది అదర్ అనిమల్స్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ విచ్ ఆర్ అదర్ దెన్ దిస్ ఫైవ్ విచ్ హ్యావ్ ఫైవ్ నైల్స్. So that is negated. Or even otherwise, other animals other than this why you are not to eat, that is not said here, but you are accepting that. Third is praptasya cha apanchanakana bhakshanasya badhanat. So that which animal has no five nails, that also is negated. See, you eat anything dragata praptah, it can be gained because of desire. I want to eat this, I eat, that's all. Now, the Shruti negates that also. Whatever other than the fire, it negates. Even among other than the fire, whatever has no fire needs, that also is negated. So, Asmincha, Doshatraya, Doshatvayam, Shabda Nishtam, Pratavadastu, Artha Nishtam, Iti Dik. So, here in these three types of doshas, the first two doshas are Shabda Nishta. It is dependent on the word. But the third dosha, prapta badha, is arthanishta. By meaning whatever it is meant, you gain whatever knowledge from that. So that is the idea there, you have to understand. Yeshantu prayoga samveta artha smarakattam na sambhavati tad uccharanasya ananya gatya adritta arthakattam kalpyateti nanarthakyamiti. So we are discussing mantra. Understand, we are discussing mantra. ఇన్ మంత్ర హీ సేస్ ఏషాం తు ప్రయోగ సమవేతార్థ. వాట్ ఇస్ మంత్ర? ప్రయోగ అర్థ సమవేత ప్రయోగ సమవేత అర్థ స్మారకాహ మంత్రాహ. ప్రయోగ సమవేత ఇన్ ది ప్రయోగ వాట్ ఎవర్ డిపెండెంట్ అర్థాస్ ప్రాసెస్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డూ దట్ విచ్ రిమైన్స్ యూ ఆఫ్ దోస్ ప్రాసెస్ దట్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మంత్ర. We have this that which sentence which reminds you whatever process you have to do during the prayoga, that is mantra. Now there is a sentence which does not have any meaning in the prayoga, which does not remind you of anything in the prayoga. There is no use for that mantra in any of these karmas. There is no use. What does that mean? Very simple, it is a useless, that is a useless portion of the Shruti. What should you do? Throw that portion. Because it's useless. So, if you throw that, if you negate that as useless, the whole Shruti becomes useless. Now the scientists, what do they say? The appendicitis, they cut it. They say it is a useless tail portion which will automatically disappear in the next evolution. Like from the monkey, we transformed each generation, we straightened ourselves and things like that, it happened and we lost our tail. Like that in the next evolution, this appendicitis will also disappear. It's a useless portion. So when you have problem, what they do, they cut it. They say it is useless, it doesn't have any value there, it doesn't need to exist there, they cut it. Like that you cut these portions. you cut this portion, sir, this also is not valid, that is also not valid. You can cut each portion because the stomach, it is so big. You eat so much and then you put on flab weight. So, you cut that. You are walking too much, you cut your leg. You are, everything you can cut. There is no limit to this cutting, pasting. So, he says, there na sambhavati. There is no use for these mantras. So, what will you do? You should not, you cannot accept because Mimamsakas, they don't accept any portion of the Vedas to be useless. So, what is the use of that? Tad uccharanasya ananyagatya adrishtakrtvam. No other way. Since there is no other way, why is this mantra, why should I study this mantra, why should I read this mantra, why should I remember this mantra, which is of no use? If you ask, he says, ananyagatya, because there is no other way for you, you accept there is a adrishta, there is a punya. You study this, you will gain a punya. Ananyagatya, there is no other way. Otherwise, that portion will become useless. We can't accept things to be useless. So, ananyagatya, you accept that it has a function. You study that, you will have a apurva, you will have a punya, you will attain a punya. So, that is the use. Atha namadheya mimamsa. Now, after mantra, namadheya. Because of the name, the karma changes. Namadheya, the karma dhiveda. Karma changes. Karma becomes different. Karma differs because of the name. So, here he is discussing this nama. What is that? Namadheya namcha videyartha parichedakataya arthavattvam. So, this namadheya name, what is the function of it? Videyartha parichedakataya. Videyartha, whatever is vidhi, that it defines. By defining it, it becomes useless, useful. It becomes useful by defining whatever you want to understand. Tatha hi, like what? We'll explain it through an example. Udbija, udbida yajeta pashukamaha. Udbida yajeta pashukamaha. Udbida, what is udbida? Udbida is a name of grain. I don't know what it is. So I'll say, it is a name of grain. I don't know what it is. So I'll say, no, it is not grain. It is some animal, some bird, something. I don't know, because what udbida is, I don't know. Let us say this grain. Udbida, you have to use udbida, this grain, for doing the yaga. For gaining pashukamaha. If you want to desire, if you desire wealth, you do it with udbida, this yaga. Udbid guna visishtena yagena pashum bhavayet. That is the idea you will gain. Is it right? He says, ityatra udbid shabda shabdo yaga namadheyam. So, here, udbid, what is udbid? Udbid is a lentil, udbid is kind of rice. If you take it as guna and try to function, do this yaga, the yaga will not be giving you the result, the desired result. Why? Here, udbid is not a name of a lentil or rice, it is name of the yaga itself. It is not guna vidhi, guna vishishta vidhi. It is Utpatti Vidhi. Utpid is a name of the yaga. Darsha Purnamasa Pyam Sorga Kamo Yajeta. With Darsha Purnamasa, you do, for a person who desires Sorga, has to perform this yaga. Like that, here also, with this Utpida, whoever desires Pashu, he has to Pashu wealth. He has to do this yaga. This is the idea. So, Udbid is the name. Darshapurnamasa Abhyam. Darshapurnamasa is a name of a yaga. Udbid is a name of a yaga like that. So, Tena Vidhayasa Parichyada Kriyate. Through that, it is defining whatever you have to do. How does it define? Anena Vakyena Apraptatvat Faraudeshena Yago Vidhyate. Anena Vakyena Apraptatvat. So, in this Vakya, there is no, it is not gained. The knowledge of what you have to do is not gained. So, you have to understand that for whatever result you have to function this yaga. Pashukama is the result here. Yaga, samanyasya, avidheyatvad yaga visheshe, eva vidhiyate. Here, in general terms, the yaga is not given. Some general yaga, agnihotram jyoti, from that you gain this adhikara. Now, udbida, you can take it as guna, but it is not in that general term. It is specifically saying, udbida is the name of the yaga. So, samanya ವಿಶೇಷ ತು ನ ಯಾಗ ವಿಶೇಷ ಏ ವಿಧೀಯತೆ ಯಾಗ ವಿಶೇಷ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಾಗ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಸೊ ತತ್ರ ಕೋಸೌ ಯಾಗ ವಿಶೇಷ ಇತಿ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಾಯಾ ಉದ್ಭಿದ್ ಶಬ್ದಾತ್ ಉದ್ಭಿದ್ ರೂಪೋ ಯಾಗ ಇತಿ ಜ್ಞಾಯತೆ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಟೈಪ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಾಗ ದಿಸ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ ಟು ಡೂ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ದಟ್ ಡೌಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾ ಉದ್ಭಿದ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಯಾಗ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯಾಗ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಉದ್ಭಿದ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಟ್ ಯು ಗೇನ್ ದಿ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಉದ್ಭಿದ ಯಾಗೇನ ಪಶುಂ ಭಾವಯೇತ್ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಸಾಮಾನಾಧಿಕರಣ್ಯೇನ ನಾಮಧೇಯ ಅನ್ವಯಾತ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಉದ್ಭಿದ ಯಾಗೇನ ಪಶುಂ ಭಾವಯೇತ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಉದ್ಭಿದ್ ಯಾಗ ಪಶುಂ ಪಶು ಅಸ್ ಐ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಪಶು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀನ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೇನ್ ಮೋರ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಬಟ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಯೇದಾ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ಕೌಸ್ ಆರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆಲ್ತ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಯಾಗ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಡಿಫೈನ್ಡ್ ಸೆಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರೂಲ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಪೇ ಫಾರ್ ಈಚ್ ಯಾಗ ಇನ್ ಯಾಗ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಪೇ $1,000 ನೋ $1,000 ನೋ ದೆನ್ $1,000 you have to pay 1000 cows there are yagas which makes you pay 1000 cows and half of it to the next half of it to the next there are 4 people so 16 people yaga let us take one person yaga 1000 cow means you will have to pay 1000 cow to the first person okay if it is 4 people yaga then 1000 each now if it is 16 person yaga then first among those cadre this hota dvaryu brahma etc this first cadre they will have 1000 cows the second the assistants to them they will have half of it the third they will have or one third of it they will have half of it and the third one will fourth one fourth of it like that there is a calculation two third half one third kind of so this would be the pashu is a wealth That is how you have to understand here. So, Udbhida yajeta, Udbhida yagena, Udbhida yagena, Udbhida, third case instrumental. Yagena, third case instrumental. So, through this yaga, by this your Udbhida, by this yaga, what are we driving at? The thing is, both are in same case, not just same case. Both have same number in declension. They are both singular. They are both third case. So, third declension and singular. Instrumental case and the singular. Udbhida, yajeta, udbhida, yagena. So, you gain, you understand, it is the name of the yaga. Because they are in same plane. Third, instrumental case and the singular. So you understand that to be nama. The yaga's name is what is referred to us in the previous visheshana adjective. Nama dhyate nimitta chatushtayam. So this, how do you understand this is the name of this yaga? For understanding something to be name of some particular yaga, you have four causes. You have to understand with only because of these reasons. These are reasonings. Only because of these reasons, you take something to be the name of a yaga. Something becomes the name of a yaga only because of these reasons. What are they? Namadeyatvam cha nimitta chatuthyat namadeyam. You take something to be named because of four reasons. What is that? Matvartha lakshana bhayat, vakya bheda bhayat, tat prakhya shastrat, tat vyapadesha chaiti. First is matvartha lakshana bhayat. We already saw there is a problem with matvartha lakshana. If you don't accept matvartha lakshana, matvartha is the vakya dosha, pada dosha. Instead of pada vakya dosha, pada dosha is better. So you took pada dosha. So matvartha lakshana bhayat because of that then vakya bheda bhayat vakya bheda if you accept two vakyas to be meaning different one vakya to be giving two different meanings one vakya to be defining two karmas then you are accepting one karma to give two results then there is vakya bheda accepting one not accepting other will give you eight doshas like that 125 180 doshas till 180 doshas it will go So, fearing that you accept it to be name. Tat prakhya shastra, tat prakhya shastra, tad, దేవత ప్రక్ష్య ప్రకృష్ట కథనం. సో ఇట్ డిఫైన్స్ ది ద్రవ్య ఆర్ దేవత. సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ యూ కెన్ అక్సెప్ట్. అండ్ తద్వ్యపదేశ ఇట్ ఇస్ డిఫైనింగ్ వెరీ క్లియర్లీ. సో బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ యూ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్, యూ కెన్ టేక్ సంథింగ్ టు బి నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ది యాగా.